They're not getting a deal done today, although they could do it over the weekend. So people obviously should pay attention to the news releases as they come. But by this stage, I would hope that everybody knows whether they're an emergency employer or not, whether they're going to be working next week or, if necessary, just closing up their offices either this afternoon or Monday.
In the time that remains, what should people be thinking about as far as preparation to make sure that they're ready to open back up as efficiently as possible? You raised that issue when I talked to you the last time, and the folks that I've spoken to subsequently to that have all said, oh, yeah, eventually we're going to have to open up again.
Well, I think that's right. So, you know, the question is to tie up as many loose ends as you can today, but then leave yourself reminders. It's not quite clear how long the shutdown would last if it starts, as to where you are and what needs to be done when you come back.
And doing that is can be pretty challenging because we don't have any sense right now of when that's going to be. Same thing as when you were there before. What other parallels do you see between now and then?
Well, then, you know, we ended up a little like this, always at the edge of the cliff trying to figure out whether we were going over or not. And there's nothing you can do to shortcut it. You just have to be as organized as you can, contemplate and think through as much as you can about what you're winding up today and what you're going to need to start up again when you come back.
What looks different to you this time around than what you dealt with back then?
Well, it's obviously a different time, you know, in terms of these decisions. We've got three conflicts going on around the world. We've got an economy that's just slowly coming out of the worst recession in 80 years. So there are external forces at play here that we did not have to deal with in 1995.
As far as trying to sort through all of this, if you're not the manager necessarily, you're just trying to work through all of this and make sure you're leaving everything in a nice, neat package so that when you come back, you can get back to work. What are the things that people should really be thinking about as we're winding down now hour-wise?
Oh, well, you know, one of the hardest things is try to figure out what you would normally have done in the next few days, next 2 or 3 weeks. The second shutdown in 95 lasted for 3 weeks. So you have to try to anticipate, okay, what are the decisions that I'm going to have to catch up on when I get back? What are the issues that are going to be pending that I know I normally would have dealt with in the interim?
Great to have you on with me this afternoon, John. I think too often we forget that there are folks like you that have experience doing these things, and I'm glad to have you on to talk about it this afternoon.
Thanks, Francis. It's always good talking with you.
John Koskinen's with Freddie Mac and former Deputy Director for Management at OMB on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. Lots going on with the shutdown discussions this afternoon on Capitol Hill. We'll keep you updated on those throughout the afternoon at federalnewsradio.com as well as on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM, broadcasting live this afternoon on Federal News Radio. We're on 1050 this afternoon because of the Washington Nationals baseball game. Information from Capitol Hill around the corner from Congressman Jerry Connolly. He's talking to Tom Temin and Amy Morris from the Federal Drive, and you'll hear him next on Federal News Radio 1500.